Good evening, everyone. 10 p.m. here in Boston. We are awaiting some words from President Obama. That will happen any moment, we are told. 4 days since the bombing, a little more than a day and a night since a string of murder and mayhem marked the beginning of the end. And tonight, we witness the end. It's over. Applause tonight on the streets of Boston, pent up pride and fear, relief. A lot of people very, very happy tonight. People chanting USA for the arrest of the second suspect, the only surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing that claimed three lives the day of the bombing, forever altered the lives of so many more, claimed the life of a police officer just last night. The second of two brothers, the second of two Boston Marathon bombing suspects is now in custody. 19-year-old Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, a Chechen-American. His older brother, Tamerlan, killed last night in a shootout with police in Watertown, about 20 minutes west of where I'm standing. Now, their flight from justice included the alleged murder of a police officer, as I said, in Cambridge, a carjacking, a car chase, bomb throwing, and a gun battle. Tonight in Watertown, it all ended. The younger suspect cornered in a backyard boat, shrink-wrapped for the winter. A neighbor's tip led police to it. A neighbor who was out walking saw blood on the boat, then saw the person inside the boat. But first, in daylight, a volley of gunfire. That occurred early in the 7 o'clock hour here in Massachusetts. Also later, as police moved in, surrounded the area, set up a perimeter, flashbang grenades. Then later, this report on police radio. The state police saying he was under a tarp in the boat. They used a robot to actually pull off the tarp. A robot was used. They were watching him with a thermal imaging camera and a chopper. People around here are now chanting, Boston, Boston. A crowd is literally walking down the street, kind of moving through this neighborhood using a bullhorn. A lot of people just have a lot of pent-up fear, anger, defiance, and pride, and we are seeing that tonight. And no doubt we'll see that all throughout the night here in a lot of different communities in Boston. The police saying he was bleeding, most likely, they say, from the shootout last night. Again, blood was seen on the boat by a local, by a neighbor, who then quickly alerted law enforcement. Then at about 8:40 Eastern, applause on the scene, just as we heard moments ago, and moments later, this tweet from the Boston Police Department. Suspect in custody. Officers sweeping the area, stand by for further info. President Obama is going to be speaking about a minute or so from now. The suspect was taken alive, now in the hospital, we're told, in serious condition. The exact meaning of that, unclear. Let's go now to Jessica Yellen, who is standing by at the White House. Jessica?
Anderson, this is an opportunity for the president to come out here and cheer on Boston, thank the police there, honor the victims, and remind the nation that America doesn't stop for terrorism. President Obama watched all of this unfold and the capture go down live on television in the White House residence, just as the rest of the nation did. As soon as he learned that the capture was happening, he went across the colonnade over to the Oval Office and sat there with staff, where he got a call from FBI Director Mueller, who officially notified him that it was true. The suspect was captured alive. And then the president decided to come out here. He decided he'd wait until Boston investigators announced it to the nation themselves. Now he will come out and tell us in his own words, no doubt reminding everybody that this investigation doesn't end here. There is much more work to be done, but this is a moment for a lot of recognition for the people there in Boston. Anderson.